How blessed and happy are we who have a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because God, through Jesus Christ, has established His tabernacle, His temple within our spirit, and He's come to live within us. That's what the Bible teaches us. That's what the Apostle Paul taught us. He said, "Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God?" So we have this relationship with God, and we worship Him in our spirit. We walk with Him. That's a way of saying we have this relationship with Christ, and we live our life out according to that relationship. And according to the Word of God in the Bible, it is just a marvelous thing. And we are very blessed that we have a God who wants to dwell with us, that will set up His tabernacle with us. And that happened because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross and His resurrection and His sending of the Holy Spirit into our lives. The psalmist talked about how great this relationship was. The psalmist in Psalm 84. "How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yes, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. Blessed is a man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also fills the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before God." You see, when we have that relationship with Christ, our own strength becomes very powerful when it's joined with the strength of God, with the strength of the Holy Spirit. We don't have enough in ourselves to contend with this life, with temptations, or with sin, or with any of the things that we face every day as we walk. But with God, we are blessed, because He has made His tabernacle within us. He's made His home in our heart. If you do not know that blessedness, it's yours for the asking. Repent. Change your mind before God. Confess your sins to Him. Receive the Spirit of Christ, and you will be blessed beyond measure. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank You how You have blessed me. You have come to me. You have come just as Jesus came to live among the people. Now Your Spirit lives among us, in each one of us. I bless Your name. I thank You. I humble myself before You, O God, because You have exalted me to be Your son by adoption. Thank You, O Lord God. Thank You for establishing Your home within my spirit. Thank You, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.